Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones, I'm the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Another edition of the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast, episode 58. Coach Mike Jones and Sign Guy, the one and only Sign Guy. This guy is so fly. He's going to make you high. He's going to take you to the sky. Don't have to lie. Let me tell you why. He might be better than baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. How you doing, Sign Guy?
Doing all right, Coach. Headed to All In. What a great time to be alive. They play the All In right there in the movie theaters.
Okay, yeah, and you're about to go there.
I really am.
Okay, and then we're hoping Sumate Tewopla is going to call in for part two today. Hopefully there wasn't a mix-up in the time or the schedule, but he hasn't responded lately. So you only got so much time anyway, but you got any show notes for us?
Summit Pro Wrestling just wrapping up. WCWO should be underway right now in Paragon, Indiana. And All In's today, Coach. What about that All In show?
Give us some information on the show today.
Well, of course, you have Samoa Joe versus Shane Taylor for the Ring of Honor World Television title. You have Better Than You, Bebe, defending the Ring of Honor tag team titles against the Dark Order. And you also have several other great matches, including featuring Ruby Soho, featuring Jungle Boy Jack Perry, featuring all kinds of your favorite AEW stars, and apparently not featuring CM Punk because they fired him yesterday in his hometown, but featuring former NWO star Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman's back in pro wrestling, Coach.
I like that. Cool. And then what about Nick Wayne?
Nick Wayne will be in the corner of Darby Allin, apparently, as Darby Allin challenges Christian Cage.
Okay, nice. We just got through talking to Billy Knox on the Turnbuckle Turmoil show. Tell the fans.
We just finished talking to Billy Knox on the Turnbuckle Turmoil show. Knox, the RSW Internet Champion.
Exactly. And who's coming up on Turnbuckle?
Absolutely. He said it's the Working Horse Championship. That's how he described it.
Who do you got coming up next on Turnbuckle?
Well, this coming up Friday, of course, we have Gary Morgenstein, one of the founding editors of Pro Wrestling Illustrated, as well as the author of a trilogy of dystopian future baseball books, including the upcoming third in the trilogy, A Dugout to Peace. I know you're excited for that third in the trilogy, Coach.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm sure QT is also. Have you talked to him lately?
A couple of days ago. Of course, yesterday was QT's birthday. No word on if he got a cake made out of bamboo, cabbage, and watermelon, much like Water Lily the hippopotamus at the Woodland Park Zoo. But he may have.
Oh, okay, nice. That sounds fun. Okay, yeah. Yes, me and him texted each other just the other day. Yes, nice. Okay.
Did he mention having the cake made of bamboo and watermelon?
He didn't. But how's Chicken Bob doing?
Chicken Bob's doing all right. Yeah, he's excited for this all-in event, Coach. Dennis Rodman back in pro wrestling. He hadn't been to Chicago in 13 years until last night, and now he's teaming up with the Acclaim and Daddy Ass as they take on Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal and, I believe, Sanjay Dutt.
All right, who do you think's going to win that?
The fans.
Exactly.
How
did
you both come with Rodman right there?
What was that?
How could you go wrong with Dennis Rodman right there?
Exactly. Okay, and then, yes, I got Y.T. Jones next Saturday the 9th at noon Pacific. And then on the 16th, I got Kenny Hamlin back. And then on September 23rd, I got Nice Man Hank Miller will be rescheduled back. So that's good. And I'm working on somebody for the 30th. But other than that, do you have any more information on your rest of your schedule?
On the 10th, 1 week from today, we have Mick Karch coming. He was, of course, one of the announcers of the AWA when they were on ESPN. He was the announcer for the AWF, American Wrestling Federation, that was syndicated nationally in the mid to late 90s. He's done scores of independent companies across the Midwest, attends the CAC on a regular basis. We're excited for him. And then a week from this upcoming Friday, we have Brandon Nitro coming. He's out of South Dakota, big-time independent, works for several companies around the Midwest. And then on the 17th, Coach, I know you're excited for this, we have Zane Paisley returning to the show for the first time in a while. He is going to promote his first ever event. He's raising funds for his son's high school, putting on his first ever wrestling show.
Man, nice. Yes, I've been waiting to talk to Zane. Yes, awesome. Okay, well, I guess we're not going to be doing the show with Suma today. Sumate, it looks like.
Do you think
all
thumbs up
still.
Lance Dean did something to him?
I would think Lance Dean better not be messing with this guy. Okay, but
might have.
So anyway,
thumbs up.
We got to... few more minutes here to give all our plugs and promotions. What would you like to plug and promote and tell people how to get a hold of you? And then a little bit about Chicken Bob and your YouTubes.
Well, I mean, you could always find me at the theater watching All In later today. It'll be in Christopher Rysik's hometown, apparently. Also, upcoming Saturday, I'll be back at Northwest Pro at the Vaughn Peninsula Civic Center. Then, a week after that, I will be in Fort Orchard, Washington for CPW. The following week from there, CPW back at the Mirkwood in Arlington, Washington for Pajama Jam. Everyone will be in their pajamas, Coach. Have you ever wrestled in your pajamas?
No, but that sounds like a little bit like apartment wrestling.
Well, it's not exactly that, but you wrestle in your pajamas. Everyone's going to be in their pajamas.
even the fans apparently in their pajamas.
Okay,
but
what about your
also,
social media?
Also, the Sign of the Time just came out, episode 595, Leather Leaf Zermuna edition. Beast Barnett with a huge botany update for us this week. A huge one.
Nice, and then it's from an undisclosed location.
Yes, an undisclosed filthy stairwell. That stairwell was filthy. You probably saw it and were in shock at how filthy one can keep a stairwell.
Dang. Okay. And then the social medias for you and Chicken Bob.
Well, they can find me on the Book of Faces, the X / the Twitter, the Gram. They can find Chicken Bob on all of those. Chicken Bob will be updating his Gram later tonight. He has a massive amount of pictures to put up there, so look for that later tonight after All In.
Okay, cool. Anything else you'd like to plug or promote, Mr. Sign Guy?
Well, apparently Zane Paisley's first ever wrestling show that he's ever promoted in his entire life, upcoming on the 30th of September. He's named it after the town mascot of Kenmore, Washington, Aaron.
Right on. That just
sounds
like fun.
I guess
that's
he
cool.
likes Aaron.
Okay, nice. All right, cool. You guys can check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the coach of the most, coming at you from coast to coast. Actually, Sign, I'm just going to erase this show because I can't have this as number two. You know,
oh, come on. Then how would people find Zane Paisley's show?
Hold on a second. Actually, I could rename it, right?
Yeah,
that
you
way
could.
I can rename it. Yeah, I'll just rename it that you and I talk wrestling, talk All In.
There you go. Or you could even name it. You said, oh, thumbs up, Lance Dean did something to the guest edition.
There you go. Yeah, okay, yep. All right, you guys can check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the coach of the most, and Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the MGW Green Room for hundreds of interviews. And also every Saturday at noon Pacific. Like I said, we got YT.Jones next week out of Alaska. Excited to talk to him. Nice that we do have him in the MGW Green Room. So you can check that out, y.t.jones in the NGW Green Room. But he will be on the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast next week. And we're really happy for that. And anyway.
Sprinkle.
Exactly, yes. All right, you guys, thanks so much. We love you so much. Thanks for all your feedback, input, and your questions you send us. And this is the Never Were with Joe Love.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones. Everybody say Coach Mike Jones.